Hi there, boy. I was just getting so excited thinking about the last time we were together. What do you mean you don't remember it? You know, me, you, the movie theater? You really don't remember, do you? Aw, that's okay. Maybe I can help you to remember. I wouldn't think it was possible to forget something like that. But I know that sometimes a boy's brain can get a little mixed up when he gets excited. Well, maybe if you just laid back and closed your eyes right now and got really, really comfortable, I could set the scene and perhaps, if you're lucky, you'll remember every vivid detail. So just take a nice, long, deep breath and clear your mind. Just focus on my voice and the picture it paints. I had invited you to meet me at the movie theater for a special pre-screening of a yet-to-be-released movie. You were in a nice black pair of slacks with a blue button-down shirt. And me, I was in a short black dress, neckline a little low, revealing my ample cleavage. I saw you staring, but I didn't say anything. I just smiled to myself as we held hands and went inside. We were running a bit late, so we hurried and gave our tickets to an usher and rushed inside of our theater. Walking down the aisle to the right, I led you to two seats directly in the middle of the theater. Quite surprised that no one else was here, but we both seemed a little excited to have it to ourselves. So we got comfortable, sat back in our seats, watching the screen, just waiting for the show to start. The room started to dim as the screen brightened, along with the gentle whir of the movie projector behind us. It might be easy to imagine as you try to remember. The room darkening down and down, as the screen grows brighter and brighter in front of you. Relaxing back in your seat. And just as we got so comfortable, soft music started to play as something strange appeared on the screen. A little too fuzzy to make out. Just a small, misty red haze, starting to get larger and larger, and clearer and clearer on the screen, slowly coming into focus. Larger and larger as it becomes crisper. Suddenly, the word relax filled the screen. It seemed a little strange. We glanced at each other, but decided to play along. You're the one that thought it would be fun. You remember, right? Sitting there in the dark, next to me, you might be able to remember it, as if it were happening right now. You can easily see the screen filling up with a bright blue behind those big red letters telling you to relax. And the word seems to pulsate as the blue starts to dim, shifting down and down in color from a bright blue to a softer blue to a dusty light blue. Fading and fading as you relax. as it just melts away to white. And the word relax, pulsing so large on the screen, just starts to sink down so slow. Your eyes following it down and down as you relax so comfortably right next to me. A light shade of green begins to fill the screen, slowly intensifying in color as the word in appears. And without any direction at all, you find yourself taking a nice long breath in. And as the green fades back to white, out, breathing out and relaxing. The green coming back, helping you instinctively to take a nice, long, relaxing breath in once again. And out as it slowly fades back to white. Almost as if a force beyond your control is guiding you. You relax as the word appears on the screen. You sink down deep into your chair as the word sink tells you to go deeper. You find it so relaxing and easy to find yourself guided by something so benign. A simple screen giving you directions that are so easy to follow. So much so that when the word sleepy appears in purple, starting from the top of the screen and slowly sinking and drifting down, you find that your tired eye instinctively follow, heavier and heavier as the word sinks down so deep on the screen. And just as soon as the sleepy word disappears off the bottom of the screen, it reappears at the top, moving slower and slower as it sinks down, and your heavy, tired eyes move with it, over and over again, sinking down to the bottom so deep and disappearing, only to reappear at the top, sinking so slow. And as it does, you find yourself becoming sleepier and sleepier each and every time. It drifts and sinks off the screen. Feels so nice to relax just like this. Nothing in the world to think about. Alone in the dark. Just you and I. So sleepy looking at the screen as the words remind you to relax, to sink. Just like that sleepy word drifting down and down. As you find your eyes getting so tired, and your body so relaxed. It seems like a relief when that sleepy word drifts down to the middle of the screen, turning red and transforming into the word sleep. That's right, boy. It's so easy to sleep. Just continue to let your mind sleep as your tired, heavy eyes remain fixated on the white screen as a slow-moving black and white spiral appears from edge to edge. Watch it spinning round and round like an endless vortex, channeling all of your thoughts directly into the center. Nothing else in your mind other than my words in your ear. Just watch my slow, swirling, sleepy spiral spinning round and round, pulling all of your conscious thought into the center. Round and round as your mind empties into the vortex, off into the abyss. Let your body sink down so deep. Your tired eyes watching the slow movement of that sleepy spinning spiral. My tired boy, so transfixed, hardly any energy left in your body as you watch it spin round and round, your mind so empty, your thoughts disappearing into the void as it spins round and round. And you become sleepier and sleepier. Just breathe all your thoughts away as you relax so comfortably. Surrender all your thoughts to my spinning spiral. It feels so good not to have to think about anything at all. To be so mindless and relaxed, sinking down so deep into the blissful void. My voice filling your ears, reminding you to sink deeper. Surrender your thoughts. Allow yourself to sink so deep. It feels so good to let go. It feels so natural just to sleep. Sleep for me, boy. Deep, deep sleep. I'm not sure if your tired, sleepy mind realizes what's going on quite yet, but our movie is about to start. You can see the countdown beginning on the screen, right in the middle of my sleepy spiral. The number 10 appears so large and bright on the screen, and it fades away, taking you with it down to 9, pulsating as it fades into the distance and quickly replaced by the number 8. And as it seems to dissipate and melt off the screen, you sink down as 7 appears. And deeper down still, as 7 slides off to the right and 6 slides in from the left. And deeper down you go, as the 6 slides down and off, and 5 seems to come tumbling into view. So tired and sleepy, as it moves away, as if pushed off by a bit of wind, down to 4. So sleepy that you can barely see the number, as 3 pushes it to the side, down and down to 2. You're just too sleepy to care anymore, as 1 covers the screen so bright, as it slides down deep off the bottom, and 0, the word sleek, appears on the screen. It's so easy to do. So natural to let go of your thoughts. So easy to be guided. You'll do just about anything when you're this sleepy. Even something you wouldn't normally do. But that's exciting. Anyone could come in here at any time. But it doesn't matter. You are in my mind control theater, and my voice, and my special movie screen easily control your thoughts and your body. Just look up at my hypnotic spiral on the screen now, boy. Watch it moving round and round, continuing to pull all of your consciousness away from your mind. So hypnotized, and nothing in the world feels better than having your mind so deeply controlled. You find yourself a mindless captive in my mind control theater. No desire to resist, because it feels so good to be so blank and empty. You might even notice that your body is growing just a little bit warmer, and the sound of my voice sounds so appealing, arousing in fact. Perhaps it's my voice that makes your body so warm. Or maybe my voice causes arousal that causes your body to start to heat up. Perhaps you're just so mindlessly hypnotized that it doesn't occur to you to have any free will of your own. Because it feels so good to be so completely controlled in this blissful place. A hostage to my words and my spinning spiral that continues to make you weaker and weaker as your mind becomes blanker and blanker. No thought. You've surrendered them all already. And it feels so good not to have to think. To know that your body and your mind will respond to my commands without any thoughts of your own. Even your cock is completely controlled by my commands. I could show you right now. I could unzip these slacks and slide my hand in your pants without even stroking you. I could tell you how hard you're going to become, that my voice is so arousing that your cock responds all on its own, bypassing any will I can feel it twitching in my hand. And I'm sure right now you can feel the warmth that was once in your chest, moving down between your legs. Just continue to focus on my slowly spinning spiral as I start to stroke your cock so slowly. You don't have to have any thoughts about that. Your cock is controlled by my voice. While you let your thoughts travel out and into the center of my spiral. So sleepy and sleepier still as you watch it spin round and round. Almost as if the pace of my hand sliding up and down your stiffening cock moves with the same speed as that slowly spinning spiral. Feeling my delicate fingers slide up that sensitive skin and right back down. So slow as you become so hard. At slow, gentle pace. So deep as I slide down, so good as I slide up. And as your tired, sleepy eyes watch the spiral spinning a little bit faster, my hand grips you a little bit tighter, speeding up my pace with the speed of the spiral. Faster and faster, making your body become so hot. And hotter still as you find yourself responding to my every word of arousal. And the tight, sweet grip I have on your cock, boy. So hot, so warm. And it feels so good. You can feel your temperature rising as you get so excited inside. And just as soon as you feel your hips starting to move with excitement, my pace slows right back down with that slow spinning spiral in front of you. Your mind remembers my pace, stroking so slow. And the more I stroke your cock up and down, the more hypnotized you become. And that's easy to prove, boy. Perhaps you'd like to stroke right now instead of me. I mean, if you'd like to prove to yourself just how hypnotized you really are, you can replace my hand with yours and find yourself stroking so slow, moving to the speed of my spiral, hypnotized, mindless, stroking so slow. So obedient, you couldn't even speed up if you wanted to. You're so controlled by my pace and the movement of my spiral. Moving round and round as you stroke so slow, up and down. Even your arousal is obedient to my commands. Your completely controlled cock can only stroke with my pace. And if I were to speed my spiral up, naturally you'd find yourself stroking faster and it feels so good to stroke so fast, so obedient as it spins round and round, faster and faster. Because it feels so good to be so hypnotized and so obedient, I'm sure you could stroke yourself to release quite soon. Because your cock is so completely controlled, you have no choice but to stroke slow now. So painfully slow. Excruciatingly slow. My spiral, barely moving, barely spinning, and your hand barely stroking up, and barely stroking down. Your skin is so sensitive. Your cock is crying out for more. But your hypnotized mind is so obedient. Nothing you can do but stroke so slow. Aw, I know you'd like to stroke faster. But your obedient mind cannot resist the powers of my commands. So you continue to stroke slow. A helpless hostage in my mind control theater. I do want to bring you to the edge, boy. So perhaps I might speed up my spiral. Faster and faster. As your obedient mind tells your hand to stroke faster. So much faster. Stroking into mindless obedience. Stroking your cock for me to show me how deeply hypnotized you are. I know you want to come, boy. You're so close, but not quite yet. Stroke slow for me again. That's right. Your obedient mind just strokes so slow. Every slow touch of your cock drives your desire to speed up. But you are so entranced by my words and commands, all you can do is stroke slow. That's right, sleepy boy. So slow for me. So sensitive for me. Your cock throbbing in your hands, begging for just a little bit more. You can have a little bit more, boy. Watch my sleepy spiral, if your tired eyes can manage. And stroke fast. Watch my spiral spinning as your pace speeds up. Just stare at my mind control screen, controlling you so easily. As your hand frantically tries to reach a place where you can come. But as you watch the spiral, and you stroke so fast for me, you might notice it's starting to fade. Starting to fade from the screen so slow, along with your memory. And as the spiral begins to fade, it's hard to know whether you should stroke slow or stroke fast. You may not remember at all what you were supposed to do in the first place. You just find your hand resting between your legs. There's no need to remember what you've seen here. It's easier just to forget. Our movie is ending, and so are your memories. You may wake with no idea why your body is aching, with no clue why you're so horny. You may not even know why you have such an urge to explode. It's easier if you just forget to remember. Soon the room will start to brighten, and my hold over you will soften. And as you begin to wake, you may find it easier not to remember anything at all. Just remember to forget. Forget to remember, because the lights are starting to brighten. You're starting to find your eyes becoming less heavy. Easy to clear your thoughts and shake off the haze with a nice breath of cool air. The light's coming up so bright now, and you can just wake up. Wake up, boy. Wow. I hope I helped you to remember. I really tried. But if you can't, I can try to explain once more if you like.